Sam Lemo heads a division of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, which is charged with protecting conservation land. But turns out some of that land is being used for commercial ventures, specifically short-term vacation rentals, which are illegal. We talked to Lemo this week about the crackdown underway.
A lot of people believe DLNR only regulates watershed areas, beaches, marine areas, wetlands and that type of thing, you know, lands with natural resource values. But we also regulate residential areas. There's quite a bit of private land within the conservation district that we are responsible for, owned by private landowners. And in many cases, they've endeavored to build a single-family residence on those parcels. So I'm talking about places like Haena on the island of Kauai, Makena on the island of Maui. We have private residences in South Kona on the Big Island. And on Oahu, certainly there's a lot of residences in the Tanlis area of Oahu, which is conservation lands, and some on Molokai as well. And so many of these sites have been issued permits for single-family residences, and they've built homes. And you know how economies change, people's interests change, and so sometimes those homes end up being used for short-term vacation rentals because, as we all know, it's quite a profitable endeavor here. You know, we pick up the TVRs. Sometimes people report them to us. Sometimes we come across them by accident. And in the case of South Kona, what had happened is I believe the county of Hawaii is looking at the issue, asking people to apply to sort of legalize TVRs on the Big Island. Well, there's a number of people that in the conservation district that applied to the county of Hawaii to get a what they are calling, I guess, short-term vacation rental and non-conforming use within the county of Hawaii sort of registration. And so when they went to them, the county basically told them, well, you're not within the county jurisdiction, you got to go talk to the state. So that's how we found a number of these cases on the Big Island. And so we're in the process now of trying to curtail the activity because it's just flat not permitted in the conservation district. The conservation district is not intended to be used for these types of purposes. The board allowed somebody to build a home there, and that was the extent of it. Anything beyond that, such as a commercialization, is not expressly permitted. Certainly not without the permission of the Board of Land and Natural Resources, and so we're conducting enforcement actions right now.
Tell us about the fines.
The fines depend on a number of factors. Basically, if we find that you're doing a TVR, what happens is we'll give you a notice and order, and the notice and order will say, you know, we think you're in violation of conservation district regulations. Of course, we think they are because we have to basically, you know, win the case. And we tell them that they may be fined $15,000 for the infraction, and if they continue doing it, they can be charged another $15,000 per day. So we'll notify them of that, and then we'll basically prepare a staff report, and then we'll forward that staff report to them, which is basically our analysis of the situation, and that staff report comes with recommendations, which includes the fine and any sort of other actions we ask them to take. Including, please stop the activity, file a covenant with us that says you're never going to do it again, et cetera, et cetera. Well, sometimes if we find that they kept doing it after we notified them and we can prove that, then we can fine them $15,000 a day. But that's a very difficult standard to reach because we just don't have the resources to be out there watching them day in and day out. So basically, we'll bring them before the land board and we'll generally say, you're going to be fined $15,000 for the TVR, plus you're going to be fined a little bit of money for administrative cost. And so, you know, we're talking about in the range of like $15,000 to $30,000 per case. We did complete a couple of them, and they've agreed to pay the fine, and they've agreed to stop using the property for short-term vacation rentals. And so I feel like, you know, that was a sort of a success story.
And is this just complaint-driven? Because I know that's the case certainly here in Honolulu.
It is complaint-driven. You know, we can look at these, like, VRBO websites and, you know, try to pick things up. But generally, the stuff sort of floats into our office eventually. Yeah, we have a saying here, you know, I hate to say it this way, but, you know, we may not be able to, like, reach you now, but believe me, someday we'll reach you because, you know, things just tend to trickle into my office over time, whether it's a TVR, whether it's an illegal seawall, whether it's any sort of malfeasance taking place in the conservation district, because of the system that we have, because we have people sort of who care about what people do on conservation lands, because of the recording systems that we have for property, you know, we eventually, you know, pick these things up. It just, you know, we just can't rush out and solve every problem in the world today. We just don't have the resources or capability to do that. So it's sort of a slow-moving process.
Right, but it'll eventually catch up.
Eventually, things get sorted out. It doesn't happen on everybody's, you know, impatient time frames, but I've been here about 30 years doing sort of management for 15, 16, 17 years, and, you know, it's a slow trickle of working through difficult issues. It takes time.
On the land board agendas, most of them seem to have been on the Big Island. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, the latest cases we had were Big Island. We just sort of, you know, we hit sort of a hot spot there in South Kona, and so we're working through that right now. People need to understand, you know, because what happens is, you know, people come to Hawaii and they buy property, and maybe they don't check all the regulations. They don't do a really thorough vetting, and they just assume because it's a beautiful property in a beautiful spot that, you know, it can be used for, you know, for instance, you know, short-term vacation rentals. And the reality is, you know, they're probably breaking the law when they do that. They certainly need to clear it out with the county jurisdiction. Certainly in the conservation district, it's not permitted. So people really need to be aware of the restrictions imposed on residential properties in the Hawaiian Islands, because the problem is, you know, we like our neighborhoods. We have residential neighborhoods. They're for residential purposes. And so once you bring in a short-term vacation rental element, all of a sudden you have all this traffic coming in and out of these areas. You know, it can be disruptive for people. You know, they didn't pay, you know, the kind of money that they pay to live in a place like this only to sort of be besieged by tourist in their own backyard. I mean, there's a place for that. You know, there's Waikiki, there's Kanapali, there's tourist centers all over the state. The problem is, you know, why are they bringing this into our neighborhoods? It's unfair and a little bit unfortunate. On conservation lands, that's certainly not what the purpose of the conservation district is for. So, you know, we're simply trying to sort of correct the situation with a little enforcement. You know, I get it. You know, it's a visitor economy. It generates income. It generates tax revenues. But, you know, I think we need to really be aware of the impacts this is having on our neighborhoods.
Right. So
and certainly, like in a place like Haena, for instance, if, you know, on the island of Kauai, if all of a sudden the whole community just becomes one big, you know, transient vacation rental center, not only does that sort of wipe out any sort of vestiges of a community for local people, but it also maybe have an impact on the resources, right, in that area, which are very sensitive. Once you get, you know, a lot of people kind of running roughshod over the area, it can have an impact. So there's residential impacts, there's impacts to people that live in residential neighborhoods, and then there's impacts to resources that can occur because of the overuse.
That was DLNR Sam Lemo talking about the recent enforcement transit vacation rental action by the state on Hawaii Island.